Shir Zecher Nishmas, Eitan ben Yisrael Zerach, Rav Shimon Zev ben Yishayahu, Eliezer ben Yehuda Tzvi ben Zalman Moshe, and Shendel Rachel Bas Wolf. As we continue our discussions with regard to halachas related to Birchas HaMazon, we wanted to touch upon an issue that perhaps has come up in discussion in the past, and that is the practice of many to wear a jacket and hat when benching. What is the basis for that practice? Why is it that some do? Why is it that some don't? And the basis for the discussion would seem to take us back to the Gemara in Brachos that we mentioned a couple days ago, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, when the Gemara speaks about the 10 requirements of a kos shel bracha, that when one recites Birchas HaMazon with a cup of wine, so the Gemara lists 10 requirements, and the Gemara in that list of 10 includes, among the others, mention of ituf. Ituf, which Rashi says, means that one wraps himself in a beged, in a talis, in a outer garment. That is one of the requirements of kos shel bracha, ituf. And the Gemara then cites from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan only had 4 requirements: rinsing the cup inside and out, pouring the wine before it's diluted, and having a full cup of wine. And Rabbi Yochanan omits the requirement of ituf, among others. At the same time, the Gemara then cites, after quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara cites a couple of Amoraim, such as Rav Papa and Rav Asi, who apparently did perform, when they recited Birchas HaMazon, some sort of ituf. Rav Papa wrapped himself in a talis, and Rav Asi, says the Gemara, was paris sudra al reshe. He put a cloth or some sort of covering over his head. So you have the initial statement of the Gemara that kol shel bracha has 10 requirements, included in which is the din of ituf, somehow wrapping oneself, covering oneself. You have Rabbi Yochanan, who says only 4 requirements, and he excludes ituf. Then you have the two Amoraim, Rav Papa, who put a beged, a talis on, and Rav Asi, who put a head covering on when he recited Birchas HaMazon. And amongst the Rishonim, we find that the Rambam makes no mention of any requirement of ituf. Other Rishonim, such as the Rashba and the Ritzva, tell us that although Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require me'ikar hadin, any requirement other than the rinsing of the cup inside and out, pouring the wine undiluted and pouring the cup to the top, but Rashba Ritva write, mitzvah mena muvcha lechatchila, to do all of the 10 requirements for kol shel bracha, which would then obviously include ituf as well. If you look a little further down the Mesorah line to the Halacha L'maisa Psak and the Rishonim, we find the Rush writes in Simen Lamed Hey that we are accustomed today, says the Rush, even with prisas sudar, to put the head covering on. Why? And these words are important. Shelo yivarech begilui harosh. So as not to recite Birchas HaMazon with one's head uncovered. So writes the Rush. The Torah as well, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, tells us along those lines. The Torah says, ubekol hanach regilin ha'idna. We are accustomed nowadays to do all of these requirements, af beprisas sudar, even with the head covering, and again, like the Rush, shelo yivarech begilui harosh, not to bench with one's head uncovered. So we have the Rush, we have the Torah, who both refer to the minhag to perform ituf, which they both define as a prisas sudar, as a head covering, so that one should not bench with one's head uncovered. This would seem to be the precedent, halacha l'maisa, to having some sort of head covering on when benching. Now, there are two points to discuss here. The first is, even if we assume, like the Rush and the Tur, that we are noheg to perform ituf as found in the Gemara, to cover one's head with a prisas sudar, but both the Rush and the Tur say that the purpose of that ituf is for what reason? So you shouldn't be begilui harosh. So one might obviously argue, one second, and if I'm not wearing my hat, I'm not begilui rosh, I still have my yarmulke on. So what's the need for a hat? Maybe the Rush and Tur are talking about putting on a head covering so you shouldn't have nothing on your head. Mehechatesi, that means you need to have a hat on top of your yarmulke. So the Beis Yosef and the Bach and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel both write, that can't be. You think there's a chiddush that the Rush and the Tur have to tell me that you have to have a yarmulke on your head so that you shouldn't bench Begili Harosh, but I've thought to say Birchas HaMazon with no head covering on at all? That can't be. It must be, says the Beis Yosef, that of course your head is covered already with some sort of basic head covering. What the Rush means, what the Tur means is Sudur Sheporsin Al Kovaim, an added extra head covering that you would normally put on when you stand before Gedolim, says the Beis Yosef. Or in the words of the Bach, it must be that the Tur means that it's not sufficient to have the Mitznefes Katana, says the Bach, the smaller head covering. You have to have an additional Kova Al Rosho, the hat on top of one's head. So, whereas the Tur and the Rush both say that the din of ituf means to put a sudur al rosho shelo yivarach begili harosh, the Beis Yosef and the Bach both interpret it to mean not a basic head covering, but something in addition to the basic head covering. An added sudar, as the Beis Yosef writes, or the hat on top of one's mitznefes katana, as the Bach writes. On the other hand, if one looks in the Darkei Moshe, authored by the Rama, and in Ma'adana Yom Tov, that's the Tosas Yom Tov's commentary on the Rush, they both understand the Tur and the Rush to be saying literally that no, you have to wear a basic head covering so as not to be Begilui HaRosh, with nothing on whatsoever. What's the Chiddush, you'll ask me? So Dr. Moshe says, the Chiddush is that we said yesterday that when they had Zimun back in the day, one person said the Bracha, everyone else listened and was Yodzei. So the Chiddush, says the Rama, is that even those listening, not actually reciting the Berachas HaMazon, have to have some sort of head covering on. They can't be Begilui Rosh Mamish. So according to the Dr. Moshe, according to the Madani Yom Tov, all the Tur and the Rosh are saying is that you have to have some head covering on. You can't be Begilui Rosh, literally, with no covering on at all. So that's one interesting hara to raise with regard to this discussion. Even if one assumes that we do ituf bizman hazeh when you bench, because it's a mitzvah min a muvchar, as the Rashba says, as Ritva says, but it's not so clear from the Rishonim if that means a hat on top of my yarmulke, which is how the Beis Yosef and the Bach understand the Tur, or whether it means a basic head covering that I shouldn't be Begile Rosh with nothing on my head, which is how the Ramah and the Madani Yom Tov understand the Rush and the Tur. A second point to be made is the following. What's the Gemara talking about when it quotes these Asara Devarim? The Gemara is talking about not just a person sitting down to bench, but rather, the very first words we said from the Gemara were, Asara Devarim Namru Bekos Shabracha. We're talking about when you actually benching with a kos. Ah, you're benching with a kos. Then we have this discussion, 10 additional requirements, including ituf. Whatever ituf is, it is, but it's referring to a scenario when you're benching with a kos. But if, let's say, I'm sitting at home benching by myself with no kos, which is what we, most of us, would ordinarily do when we don't have a mezuman. So it would seem, lachar, from the Gemara, that there is no makor for ituf if there's no kos. This is a din with regard to kos shabracha. I'll tell me that the Bach says in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel that a person should be nizhar when he benches to be misatef with the malbush ha'elyon, with the jacket, and to put a kova al rosho, to put a hat on his head, and not just a mitznefes katana. The Bach says that even when you are mevarach biyachid, he says, a person should wear a mitznefes plus a kova and a malbush elyon. But that might be because the Bach Mishnah Berurah quotes Paskins that you always have to bench with a kos, even biyachid. Okay, so the Bach who holds you always have a chiv to bench with a kos, even biyachid, I understand very well. You're always benching with a kos. The Gemara says, kos shabracha ton asar devarim, we're knowing even ituf. Okay, so then the Bach makes very perfect sense. You're benching biyachid with a kos, and he's makbid on ituf, so put a hat on, put a jacket on. What then is the source, though, to say that one should wear a hat and jacket even with no kos? If this whole din of ituf is found in the Gemara only with regard to a kos shabracha, so then what is the basis to say that you have to wear a jacket and a hat even when you're benching without a kos? So for this, one looks in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel the following. After quoting the Bach that a Yoreh Shemayim, when he benches, should have a Beged Elyon and should have a hat on his head, because that's Bichlal Ituf, that's mentioned by Kos Shal Bracha, the Mishnah Berurah then adds on his own, V'chein nohagu kehayom b'Yisrael, be'es birkas hamazon, shemisimin hakova al rashehen, afilu kishuhu mevarech b'yachid b'likos. Mishnah Berurah cites the minog that people put a hat on their heads when they're benching, even without a kos. Now that, l'chora, is puzzling. What's the basis for that makar, for that minog? If you look in the Gemara, Ituf is said only in a case of kol shel bracha. Where did this minog evolve from to wear a hat, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, even when one is benching biyachid belikos? Where does that come from? So what contemporary Sfarim suggest is that perhaps the minog evolved because we view birchas hamazon as being in some ways equivalent to Shemona Esrei, to Tefillah. Mehecha Teisi, that you should treat Birchas HaMazon like you treat Tefillah. Not in every which way do we apply the same halachos of Tefillah to Birchas HaMazon with regard to one who is somewhat shikur, having consumed wine. There are differences in terms of the halachos related to Tefillah, halachos related to Birchas HaMazon. Yet we do find some similarities. For example, in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifches, Shulchan Aruch says, what are the dinim with regard to interrupting in the middle of benching to greet someone, Mipnei HaKavod, Mipnei HaYira, a distinguished person walks by, or someone who you are in fear of because of his authority over you, are you allowed to greet such an individual in the middle of Birchas HaMazon? So Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh mi she'omer she'dina ketfilah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, we treat Birchas HaMazon with regard to the halachos of Hefsek like Tefillah. So based on that comment in the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't be mafsik in Birchas HaMazon at all. I was speaking this morning to my uncle, who commenting on this halacha told me that when he was, as a younger man, hospitalized for appendicitis, he said it was very difficult. Nurses walking in, walking out, always talking to you. Every time you sat down to bench after after a meal, the halacha, he said, was somewhat challenging. They expect you to respond. They're coming in for medical discussions with you. But Birchas HaMazon, Isser Hefzik, Mepnei HaYir, Mepnei HaKavod. So some Svarim write that you see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to equate, in this regard, the halachos of Hefzik in Tefillah to the halachos of Hefzik in Birchas HaMazon. So perhaps it's on that basis that the minhag evolved, those who have the minhag, to wear, as Mishnah Berurah quotes, a hat when they bench, because if you wear a hat for davening, because you view that as the proper mode of dress for one who's omed lifnei hamelech, so perhaps that same mode of dress should be applied to Birchas HaMazon as well, just as you apply that same din of Isser Hefzik that you find by Shemona Esrei to Birchas HaMazon also. That might be the basis for this minog cited in the Mishnah Berurah. Just additional 2 points of interest to note. When discussing this din of Ituf, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Ituf means a hat on the head, but there is no minhag of Ituf with regard to a jacket. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. interesting comment. The Chashochan writes that the minog for ituf is to put a hat on one's head. He says, Yesh nohagim gam ituf bebeget ho'elyon v'lo re'inu v'lo shamanu minog zeh. Our Chashochan views ituf as being hat-related, not jacket-related. And finally, one last interesting marmakum, which perhaps I would say not many are aware of. Even if we assume that there is a minog, certainly amongst Bnei Yeshiva in the Yeshiva world today, to follow the Mishnah Berurah, to wear a hat and jacket for davening, in Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, Chelek Beis, it is brought down that the Chazon Ish did not wear a hat for benching. It were only his big yarmulke. Now, could be his big yarmulke is what I'd call a hat. That's very possible. But he wore it, he only wore what he usually wore. He didn't wear an additional hat on top of his large yarmulke. And the Chazon Ish used to say that he has hochachos from the Gemara that you don't need a hat for Birchas Hamazon. That was the Adkan quote from the Chazon Ish. Now again, perhaps it's along the lines of what we've been discussing until now. The Shita of the Ramah, the Shita of the Madani Yom Tov, that when the Gemara and the Rishonim speak of Ituf, that means a level one head covering, so you shouldn't be Begili Rosh Mamish. That doesn't mean you have to have an additional double head covering. Now that's a conjecture. I don't know if that's what the Chazon Ish's svar was, but it's possible that that's what he was basing his practice on. I don't know. But be that as it may, just to sum up before we conclude, with regard to the minhag, or the question of wearing hat or jacket for benching, it all stems from the Gemara's discussion of ituf and the assumption that ituf means, according to the Beis Yosef and the Bach, not just a basic head covering, but an additional head covering. Yet that is discussed only with regard to kos shel bracha. It's the Mishnah Berurah who then quotes a minhag to wear the hat and jacket even when it's benching without a kos. Perhaps based on this equivalence between tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. And then that interesting marmakim from Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu that the Chazon Ish was not noheg to wear a hat for Birchas Hamazon. He wore only his large yarmulke. He felt there was no requirement for a hat during Birchas Hamazon. Thank you.